Now back to the Internet Advisor. Once again, your hosts, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Rudell.
As most of you know, as listeners to the Internet Advisor for a long time, one of the things that we have in recent years branched out into is the whole notion of cord cutting, which essentially is making the connection to the content you watch on your TV directly, if possible, through the Internet, something that we're exploring in its many different facets. And today we're very fortunate to have somebody who is familiar with this, matter of fact, kind of on the cutting edge of this technology. His name is Charlie Nooney. He is the CEO and chairman at Mobi TV. And Charlie, welcome to the Internet Advisor. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Foster. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Charlie, why don't you tell folks just a little bit about what Mobi TV is and what you folks do, how you connect the consumer with the people who are providing the content?
Sure, I'd be glad to. I mean, Mobi TV actually started several years ago. We were the first company to deliver video over mobile devices, which at the time was pretty groundbreaking and really set us up very well for this whole evolution of internet delivered TV in over retail devices, et cetera. And basically what we are is we're a video platform, and we allow cable providers to really get into the next generation of pay television, meaning to deliver their services, fully functional services, with an Xfinity-type quality to their consumers over retail streaming devices like Roku, smart TVs, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, et cetera. And again, the idea here is to not only reduce costs for them in terms of set-top box inventories and truck rolls, but really allows them to innovate and provide solutions that are equal or better to than the solutions that are in the marketplace provided by host providers that you're familiar with, Netflix, Hulu, Sony, et cetera.
Right, right. Well, what is the advantage in terms of cost to the consumer, to the people who are listening right now? Could they expect or hope to see their bills going down, which would be miraculous in most of our cases?
That'll be determined by the operator who is our customer.
Obviously.
So we're not delivering an end user to the consumer. That'll depend on, you know, the one thing that this will allow operators to do in the future is these cable television industry continues to evolve, is more easily offer flexible packaging, skinny bundles, different options, et cetera. So, you know, that end user price will be determined by the operator, but what it allows us to do is provide them more flexibility and really allows them to compete. So you really create a competitive level in the marketplace that currently doesn't exist.
Mobi TV really got its start overseas in India, Japan, and Germany. And why was that?
Well, to clarify, we actually got our start on this multi-screen platform overseas, and really the reason for that was simply content restrictions. The technology was there. Content providers in the U.S. were slower moving in terms of where they would allow rights, what they would do, et cetera. So we looked at overseas for opportunities where we could harden our platform, evolve our platform, and that took us to markets like Germany, Japan, and specifically India, where we actually grew a platform to 120 million users.
So, wow.
It was really just simply the case of being able to go to places that allowed us to do what we're going to do given the current content restrictions. Now, those restrictions now have lightened up in the U.S., and that's why we're very focused on the North American market right now.
Yeah, it sounds like, Charlie, if I'm reading it correctly, that the competition here has got, I mean, with what they call over-the-top, is that it? OTT, where our consumers are getting around, if you will, the whole cable business by going through Roku boxes or whatever it may be. That the pressure of that competition seems to have opened up the field for you. Am I right in that?
No, that's true. I mean, we're not a traditional over-top service because we are working within the operator's franchise areas, et cetera. As they begin to get more rights, they'll expand. But you're absolutely right. What this allows cable operators to do is compete on a level playing field with a lot of the people that are taking their subscribers.
Yeah.
It also, because video is, you know, critically important to their broadband subscribers as well. They look at bundling opportunities, et cetera. So strategically, it's very important for them to be able to compete and not just turn their video solutions over to some third party or just become a dumb pipe.
I see. Okay. So tell me about the progress and what led to this incredible uptake in India for Mobi TV.
Well, that was simply, I would turn that to the operator in India, the Reliance operator in India. They, every time they do something, they do it with a massive scale. So, you know, really, we were the platform. This was their service. It was their marketing, the service, et cetera. So it really is just, you know, a lot of the simple factors, just a lot of people in India.
By the way, we're talking with Charlie Nooney, the chairman and CEO at Mobi TV. Where are we going with all of this, do you think, in the next, say, 5 years?
Well, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens because the pace of change in the last 5 years has probably exceeded the pace of change of the previous 25 or 30. You know, I think we'll continue to see rapid change in the marketplace. Certainly, you know, high-speed networks will continue to make this a more viable proposition. Computing power in devices will make this where you could possibly even see the set-top box be your phone. I mean, your phone be the set-top box somewhere in the near future. So, you know, I think what we're going to continue to see is this more rapid delivery, more variety in content packages being offered, you know, continually speed of networks increasing. So it's just going to get faster and better and probably cheaper.
Charlie, as you look, you know, kind of in your crystal ball, what kind of changes is that going to make for you at Mobi TV in the way that you work with the different technologies to provide that conduit for or the tools for the local cable operators, et cetera, to compete?
You know, I just think we're incredibly well suited. I mean, we're a smaller company, but in the day, we've been in the Android Apple delivery business for longer than anyone else. So, you know, we're very comfortable around, you know, networks, network conditions, delivering over multiple devices. I mean, it really is kind of interesting as we built this one business that at the time was a groundbreaking business around delivering video to mobile devices. And by maintaining that business, even though that business became less and less critical or unique, it really positioned very well for this whole new field of, you know, basically IPTV. Because at the end of the day, it's simply the same thing. You're delivering to Android and primarily Android and iOS devices. You're just doing inside the home.
IPTV is something that we've heard talked about an awful lot, and that's providing television or streaming video over the internet, essentially. What do you see any future growth in particular in some of the international markets? I know that's where Mobi TV got its initial toehold in India, Germany, and Japan. Are there other international places, like, for instance, like a Brazil?
Absolutely. I mean, again, you know, you look at heavy TV markets, and Brazil is certainly one of those. You know, we really feel like right now we're going to put a lot of focus on North America because we feel like there's a lot of opportunities here. But, you know, we're very comfortable going international and having international services. I mean, there's certain regulations and language and things that we have to be able to do. But this is a very transformative technology. I mean, it is a software-based platform. So it's something that can be put in any market and be available in any market. For right now, for us, it's really a focus issue, and we've been waiting for the U.S. market to evolve for some period of time, and now that it has, we want to make sure that we take advantage of that evolution.
Yeah. To step back, by the way, the key seems to have been the cable companies, et cetera, have relinquished their hold on the rights to a lot of the content. And am I right? And have allowed that now to kind of enter into play in a more free form kind of a market?
Well, I think what the content providers are realizing is that they're going to have to look at multiple platforms because of the phenomenon you mentioned at the beginning of the interview in terms of cord cutting. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you know, there's still a great business within the cable business. I mean, we can talk about the erosion, and it certainly is happening, and they are going to have to adjust and compete. But it's still a great business. So there's, you know, there certainly was some hesitation in terms of, you know, how do you release your content? How do you monetize your content, jeopardizing your existing revenue streams? But, you know, absolutely. I mean, the content providers are also very clear that they want to have some direct relationship with the customers as well. I mean, you see, you know, Disney buying Spam and, you know, the evolution of, you know, Hulu through the content partners and HBO Go and all these things. So, you know, there's a lot of moving pieces, but certainly the content providers are, you know, much more aggressive than they were even 5 years ago or 3 years ago.
Exactly. And it seems like technology like yours has made that possible in many ways.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, it still is quality of signal. It still is consumer experience, user experience is all critical. You can't, you know, consumers are not going to cut you slack because you're going over an IP network versus being a, you know, fixed wire and touchside. So, you know, you have to be able to deliver quality service, and that's really where platforms will begin to distinguish themselves.
Yeah, I consume through a cable company, your Xfinity, locally, and I also have a smart TV, unquote, last night. It was not acting very smart, so
exactly.
The quality of the delivery becomes a critical issue then.
Yeah, but you've really hit on a critical point. I mean, again, and millennials certainly have a lot more tolerance for that than people have been cable subscribers for some period of time.
Yes, but that's it. Yeah, that's a very good point.
You know, what's really been interesting to me is how Comcast has put such a premium on user experience. I mean, you know, you really look at what they've done in terms of improving their service and their user experience, the quality of their service over the last couple of years.
Yes.
It's been very impressive. And, you know, and that's been a direct result of them realizing they have to compete in the marketplace.
You know, and that has been, I see that as a direct response to some of the real heavy criticism they got for their customer service, et cetera. And I'm with you in a sense of more power to them. They stepped up to the plate and they've changed a lot of stuff so that when you deal with Comcast now, you get some really attentive service people. And I'm just very impressed with the efforts that they've gone to make this experience one that is worthwhile. I don't necessarily look at cord cutting with the same kind of interest that I did before, because a lot of those needs are being satisfied by companies like Comcast.
That's exactly right. I mean, competition makes everyone better.
Yep.
I mean, that's a very simple fact, but it's very true. And, you know, what we're seeing is them reacting to competitive marketplace, quite frankly, better than the other cable companies in the space, and they put a premium on it. And you're right. You know, the things they've done around the Netflix integration and voice integration, et cetera, things that we are doing as well and have done as well, but it really does make the overall experience better. And if you're satisfied with the experience, you know, you're going to be a lot less likely to cut the cord.
Yeah.
So again, you know, this market will continue to evolve. User experience will win out. You know, it will be, you know, quality of service. I mean, it's going to be an interesting race. And I quite frankly, I don't look at it any differently, or maybe this is not correct, but I remember the Blockbuster Netflix time. You know, there's seismic shifts that happen in marketplaces. And, you see certain people who are ahead of the game now that, you know, may not even be around, and others who may increase their role. And like I said, it's an interesting time.
Yeah, it is. Charlie Nudi, thank you so much for being with us. He's the CEO and chairman at Mobi TV, a company which in many ways for years now has been facilitating this move to deliver the goods to you and to me as the consumer in more and more novel ways through our cable distributors and other companies, phone companies, etc. Charlie, thanks so much for being with us and for sharing your insights, and the very best to you and to Mobi TV.
Well, thank you, Foster. I enjoyed the conversation. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. And that, again, is Charlie Nudi, CEO and chairman at Mobi TV.